Pacific Rim and Great Blue, some people at the high log speaking. Yeah, how can I help? Yeah, of course I do. Yeah. I'm not too sure why it's only 3 months, because Hannah is the main, so this is Laura you're speaking to. Hannah's the main recruiter on this. She's currently on the phone at the moment, so I can just double check with her if there's any room for extension. Yeah, okay. Are you working currently? Oh, okay. So you want a bit something a bit more stability, a bit longer. Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just having a look on here. I'm just trying to I'm just having a look on here. So they've just said temporary part-time, 27 hours a week. Doesn't actually specify. Oh, here, proposed. So up to now, it's Thursday. It's really random time. But it's Thursday, 11:45 to like 7:15. And then it'll be a Friday, 3 till 7:15. Saturday 9:30 till 3:30, Sunday 12:45 till 4:15, and then a Wednesday again 11:45 till 7:15. So that's 27.25 hours altogether. So it's basically Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So the Sunday was 12:45 till to 4:15. I've just looked at what they've sent us. So obviously Monday, Tuesday off, Wednesday 7 hours, so it's like lunchtime till 7, Thursday lunchtime till 7, Friday is like a like four and a half hours, like short shift in the afternoon. Saturday is morning till 3:30, and then Sunday is 3.5 hours, but obviously Sunday is obviously with casual, it's time and a half. So yeah, they are really random hours, aren't they? But yeah, I suppose that there's three late nights there, so the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday would be a 7:15 finish. Yeah, would them hours suit you? Yeah, okay. Yeah, and where are you at the moment? Where are you working at the moment? Sorry. Oh, okay. Are you in a like a teaching assistant or admin? Oh. Yes. Okay. Yeah, okay. Oh, beautiful. Yeah. I actually don't. Let me just put you on hold because I'm sorry. I'm working with Hannah on it, but I know that she spoke with them a little bit more than me. Yeah, she's just come off the phone, so I'm just gonna pop you on hold and I'll ask while you're on the phone so then I can give you a straight answer. Awesome. Thank you. Hello? Hi, sorry. I was just talking to Hannah and that because it's local government, I generally think they always seem to add the police clearance and the driver's license as a standard practice anyway. Yeah, because obviously a lot of job descriptions when you deal with local government, they kind of have the same thing. So obviously you have to make sure that you're a permanent resident or you've got your visas intact or you've got a national police clearance. It's just kind of like a background check sort of thing. But she, Hannah is said, yeah, because not everybody drives. So, some people. No. Yeah. 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 Well, what she said she's going to do is Hannah's just reaching out to them to just kind of clarify if that is, why that is on there. Because, like you said, the job description we've been given isn't. I mean, it might be because it might be more because it's you'd be assisting with opening, closing, and security of the library. Maybe it's because you're doing a 7:15 close. It's more to make sure that you get home okay.
The same thing, sat waiting to gonna be an hour late on a Sunday because there's no traffic and there's something going on. That's probably why they've added that, just because it makes the life easier if someone can drive. But Hannah is reaching out to them now to just clarify that a little bit more with us. Because we are, yeah, so we're both doing. I'm working with Hannah because she has had 60 applicants for this role already. So I'm helping her because we're trying to do as many interviews as we can to try and go through. So if you are interested, I would say to apply, and we can try and get you in for a team like as soon as you can, or even if it's a team, so at least we've got you in and we can have a chat with you both. That would be really good.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, she just needs a bit of a help going through it. Sorry, that's why I was a bit like, oh, I don't know that. I've just jumped on to help. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll ask. Yes, I'm just helping her out with it because yeah, it's been a bit of a busy role that everyone's applied for. So yeah, if you are interested, I would say to. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Yeah, perfect. And what was your name again? Sorry, just so I can look out for it. Louise Johnson. Beautiful. Oh, sorry. Hannah's just spoke to the City of Belmont while I was on the phone with you. Oh,
it'll be for trouble.
yeah. So, So the reason is basically the reason I gave you earlier because they've got staggered hours and it's weekend work. They're just thinking it's easier for someone if they can drive, then they're not relying on public transport on a weekend or a late night. I thought it would be that because the hours are so all over the place. Yeah, it's nothing to do with the job description. It's more just practical. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Hopefully, I'll speak to you soon. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. See you then. Bye. Bye.